Yes, my love's grave had jasmine growing close by, and here this woman walked by me smelling of jasmine. Another sign? My heart for the first time felt alive and ached, but sweetly. Suddenly I experienced a strange sensation, one I had not felt since my love died. I felt warm and happy. I knew at once I needed to be near this woman. She was to work a few cubicles in front of me. I took this as another sign. By the end of the day, my head was dizzy, with signs catalogued and acknowledged in my mind, and yet I was so afraid to talk to her, afraid to approach her. I had somehow ignored my colleagues who had become aware of my watching her. I had blocked them out. All I could see was her. Calls that day came and went, and I can't recall what was said and in return what I said. I simply moved into automatic mode. I no longer felt the intense pain from the voices on the other end of the line. I looked and peered and watched at her every chance I got. My brain raced with thoughts of her, examining her face and physique in my mind, comparing the two of them. They were so similar. Could it be? My heart raced and pounded. The excitement became too much to bear. She was my love, this I was sure of. She was back, and I needed her. I wanted her. I'd no longer be apart from her. I thought of nothing else, and I rocked in my seat, staring at her from behind, back and forth, rocking, watching, glaring at her manically. Unaware of how I looked, unaware of my colleagues standing around me, unaware of the phone ringing and from how long it had done so from my desk, sweat pouring from my forehead. And they say I had been rocking manically back and forth in my chair, scratching at my temple as my arm rested on the desk. Apparently I scratched so hard I was bleeding. But I didn't know, I didn't feel a thing. I was only staring at her, convinced she was my love, reincarnated and returned to me again. I felt joy and happiness. I had wasted my time thinking about the answer to what happens to our souls when we die, when I should have been living my life, enjoying my life, looking for her. If only I had refound her sooner. But I couldn't worry now. There she was, and I wanted us to live from now on, never apart again. It grew too much to bear. I stared, glared, desired, and wanted, and the pang for my need of her kicked in. And they say that I stood up from my chair. I walked towards her, pushing everything from my path. With all the commotion, people became afraid of me. My face contorted with rage of need. She turned around and tried to flee from her chair, confused terror on her face, as she realized I was aiming for her. Grabbing her arm, I tried to kiss her. They say there was a struggle, but I felt nothing. I saw nothing. My heart gave away, and only darkness and stillness consumed me. I awoke, and now I watch the sadness all around as I sway in the breeze and sing songs with my leaves. Standing by my love's grave, forever near her, forever without her. And I now know the answer to what happens to our souls when we die. Well, to my soul at least. My soul became this tree, right here,